Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I hope it's a little more than a snack. I hope it's real food for you, because this is the feast of St. Maria Goretti. She was born to poor farm laborers in Coronado, Italy, in 1890. And she was, like Agnes, Lucy, and Agatha, virgin martyrs of the early church. Maria willed to suffer death rather than the destruction of her purity. She was 11 when 19-year-old Alessandro attacked her, intent on raping her. Even as she struggled in Alessandro's grasp, Maria begged him to consider the gravity of the sin he was about to commit. He stabbed her 14 times. She died 2 days later after great suffering, freely forgiving her attacker. The men who had attacked her later experienced a profound conversion, which he attributed to her intercession. Maria is a patroness of purity and protector of Catholic youth. Yes, she is. I don't know what I would do if I were at her age and someone was coming after me. She was only 11 years old, and she begged him to consider the gravity of the sin he was committing. He stabbed her 14 times, as I said. She died 2 days later after great suffering. Brothers and sisters, what a saint she is. I hope that in my life someday I might meet her. I would like to meet her because she has more, she has a strength in faith that will not die. Her faith she sees in heaven that is all fulfilled, but she prays for us. Brothers and sisters, if you're ever tempted, ask her. Ask her. She is St. Maria Goretti. She will help you. Please cry out to her. O God, author of innocence and lover of chastity, who bestowed the grace of martyrdom on your handmaid, the Virgin St. Maria Goretti, in her youth, grant, we pray, through her intercession, that as you gave her a crown for her steadfastness, so we too may be firm in obeying your commandments. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Pray to her every day, all of us. Ask God through her to give us the strength to do the right things in whatever situation we're in. If we're attacked in some way, just say, Lord, help me. But please draw near to the Lord when something difficult happens to you, because he will help you. The first reading is from the prophet Hosea, chapter 10, 1 to 3, 7 to 8, and 12. It's a little moving around here. Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant its fruit, the more altars he built, the more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he set up. Their heart is false. Now they pay for their guilt. God shall break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars if they would say, we have no king, since they do not fear the Lord. What can the king do for them? The king of Samaria shall disappear like foam upon the waters. The high places of Avon shall be destroyed. The sin of Israel, thorns and thistles, shall overgrow their altars. Then they shall cry out to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall upon us. Sow for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit of piety. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain down justice upon you. In a way, that's true for all of us. No matter what our circumstances and how difficult, please turn to the Lord and ask that his saints would help you. You ask him for his help. He will give it to you in some way. But please, brothers and sisters, be near to him every day. Because if he looks at a soul that's scarred with heavy, heavy sin, one needs to go to confession before they can be crying out to God to help them. Although, I think under any time God would help. But you need to do your part too. And Psalm 105 says, seek always the face of the Lord. Do you ever do that? Do you really seek the face of the Lord? I don't mean that you're going to see him, but it'll come to you through something you read. It'll come to you in all kinds of ways. Certainly at Mass, just open your heart. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to see the Lord, but you'll see the work of the Lord. He loves you, and he always wants you to seek the face of the Lord. He wants you to seek his face. The Alleluia verse says, seek always the face of the Lord. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds, glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. Your descendants of Abraham, his servants, the sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. God is always here. He's right here with us. You say, well, I don't see him or I don't hear him. Bring your needs to him. Talk to him. You don't just have to say, although I recommend highly that you do pray from prayer books many times, but there's also time for your prayer. You're just praying in your own words, and God listens. He does. Really, he does. And he's right there with you now as you listen to this program. Just say, Lord, help me to follow you. Help me to honor you. Help me to serve you. May I love you. I can't love you as much as I'm told that you love me, but I'll give you all my heart. Please, brothers and sisters, draw closer and closer to him. Then we come to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Think of that. Think of that. He's sending them out. And there are many ways, you know, brothers and sisters, in our own circumstances, there's many ways to bring the truth of the gospel. You don't have to say, I want to quote to you this from this passage or whatever. No, just tell him something that the Lord has said about whatever circumstance he or she is in. Tell them to put trust in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I've often done that. Lord, help me. Please help me. And he comes. I don't mean it every time. Sometimes he knows he's not needed. That's my conclusion. He's always here. But brothers and sisters, he loves you so deeply. And if you turn to him and say, Lord, help me now in this difficulty, please help me. And if you've been going to Mass and you're receiving communion, going to confession, God will hear you. He will hear you. And if you're not Catholic, he will hear you. If you go to church every Sunday, he will hear you. But please, brothers and sisters, have the Lord in your life and then call upon him to help. He will give it to you. I read this little article that says this: the mission of the church pertains to the salvation of men, which is to be achieved by belief in Christ and by his grace. The apostolate of the church and of all its members is primarily designed to manifest Christ's message by words and deeds and to communicate his grace to the world. An apostolate of this kind does not consist only in the witness of one's way of life. A true apostle looks for opportunities to announce Christ by words, addressed either to non-believers with a view to leading them to faith, or to the faithful with a view to instructing, strengthening, and encouraging them to a more fervent life. For the charity of Christ impels us. That comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. And those words that I just quoted here come from, it's a very difficult name, Apostolicum Accusitium. Brothers and sisters, this comes from the decree on the apostolate of the laity, solemnly promulgated by Pope Paul VI, November 18th, 1965. You know, brothers and sisters, it's not just years and years ago that people had difficulty. We've all had difficulty coming closer to the Lord. But brothers and sisters, right now, he so wants you to draw near to him. I don't mean he's going to come down from heaven to speak to you. It's if you just simply sit before his face, read the scriptures. Read the scriptures, ponder them, think about them. It's good to take the days, the particular days' scriptures if you can, and read them. But please let God's word that's living and active touch you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.